Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. I got a special guest, but right before I bring him on, just a reminder, you can always check out The Carriker Chronicles at CarrikerChronicles.com and on the YouTube page as well. And as always, you can send in your questions, thoughts, concerns, or otherwise throughout this fine program. Send them in to Zach as well while I'm talking to Zach Wieger to 402-464-5685. Now it's time to bring on my special guest. He's a three-time first-team All-Big Eight performer, two-time All-American, and a first-team unanimous All-American in 1994, UPI Lineman of the Year, Outland Trophy winner, national champ, all in that same season, 1994 as well. Second-round pick and played 12 years in the NFL. Mr. Zach Wieger, how you doing, my friend?
Geez, Adam, you sure make me feel good on a Monday.
Hey, man, I just look up and I write down what, because the internet's always accurate, but I write down what Wikipedia tells me and then I research it. Dude, it's 100% true. You're one of the best to ever do it. And so it leads to my first question, because last year there were some things the offensive line did really, really well. Obviously, there's always things to improve on. So my question for you right off the top is, what, in your opinion, did the offensive line do well last year, and what's the biggest thing they could potentially improve on going into this fall?
I think the best thing they did, you know, I actually went to a practice and actually was asked by Dominic to give my comments a couple times, which I appreciated. And, you know, to me, it was, I gave him a little talk, and it was all about aggressiveness. You know, all my coaches were always, you know, everyone makes a mistake in a game, goes the wrong way, hits the wrong guy, does something. But usually if you do it going 100 miles an hour trying to knock somebody out, you get mostly forgiven. And so that was probably the biggest part of it. I just think that they played much more aggressively and didn't back down from some teams that had some really good players, obviously, in the Big Ten. So I think, you know, I always tell people that effort gets you a long ways. And I think they played physical with effort, which is frankly the two most important things in offensive line. When I talked to our line, I was like, well, why can't we be the aggressor? They always act like offensive linemen catch and defensive linemen aggressors. Well, I was like, no, we're the aggressors. I mean, we're the ones that know where the play's going. So why aren't we not the aggressors? So I think they did a good job with that. I think technically, they still need to work on techniques and things that, you know, take years to master, which I think they're getting a big technical, better players too. Strength, conditioning, all those types of things. But probably the biggest thing they need to go for is confidence. You know, someone asked me, I don't know, a couple years ago, well, what's wrong with the line? I said, well, you know, when you're down on the 5-yard line, the coach chooses to pass three times in a row. If you're a lineman, well, you know, would you have any confidence? You know, so yeah. I think that's part of it too. Is I think Coach Rule and his staff are putting the stress on the offensive line to perform and to run the ball in situations where you need to be able to run the ball, which I think will grow their confidence. So,
what are your impressions of offensive line coach Donovan Raiola to this point?
Yeah, Donovan. You know, I'm sorry, it's the Dominic. Sorry, I know his brother.
Oh, all good.
Donovan Rayle. I think he's great. He's intense. I think another thing I found great about him was his willingness to actually listen to somebody. You know, that I just say, hey, coach this way to do that to me. And he was actually willing to listen and is always willing to reach out to be the best coach he can be. You know, almost every coach that I talked to had another coach at some time they learned techniques from that they instituted themselves. And so I think that's probably his strength is, you know, sometimes you get people to think they know everything and they don't improve, but he seems to want to be a lifetime learner, which is how you get better at your trade. And so I think that's a big thing, but, and obviously he's full of energy. He's willing to put in the time and effort. And like I said, I don't think, Coach Rule would have him on the staff if he didn't if sitting in on that staff, because it seems like all of his coaches are kind of built that way.
As an offensive lineman, because there's a good chance we have a true freshman starting a quarterback this year. Now, if it is Harburg, he's an upperclassman. He started some games. But as an offensive lineman, does your approach change at all if you have a freshman quarterback behind you getting the snaps versus a veteran quarterback? Does that change your approach to how you play as an O-lineman at all?
I would say it depends. That's a really good question. I would say it depends on the freshman quarterback and it depends on the offensive lineman. Our offensive line with Stye and Zadica and Wilkes and Graham and that whole group, I mean, if you had asked us, we could have had anyone off the street play behind us. You couldn't have convinced us we couldn't have won with them playing quarterback. But that's just the confidence level we had. Right, wrong, or indifferent. I mean, you could say we're cocky, but yeah, we were. We expected to win. And we looked at our job as to dominate the guys across from us, regardless who's behind us. That's how we looked at it. Now, I can say, being in a position where a freshman quarterback came in a game and played, Tommy Frazier in Missouri, my sophomore year, he came in and instantly in three plays, they're going like, well, he's going to be the starter forever here. I mean, you could just see the difference.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he made a move, dove over somebody from the 6-yard line, dove in for a touchdown the first time drive he was ever in a game. So there is that boost you can get from a truly great athlete. But I would tell the offensive line, hey, you should be in your own O-line room betting against your buddies of who's going to knock the most people off their feet in a game and worry about that and let the quarterback take care of his position.
Yep. That makes a lot of sense. Now, there's a lot of experienced guys, a lot of fourth-year seniors, fifth-year seniors, sixth-year seniors, guys that are like 22, 23, 24 on this offensive line. There's seven guys who've started games in their college football career, 152 total starts across the front. Do you think it's fairly realistic to expect a pretty good jump in play and improvement from the offensive line this fall?
You never know until you actually play the game. You would think with more experience and people coming back and being in the system longer, you would think you would see a jump. It all comes down to how everybody gels. You know, the group I named, we played together for 4 years. You know, I mean, we were Graham was 1 year younger, but so our whole line's, I mean, 3 years together. I think so. We didn't even have to make calls, and we knew where we were going and what we were doing. And we were let loose in a system that was all about aggressiveness and speed of play and all that. So you would hope you would see a big jump in play, just because there's a resume of people that played a lot, doesn't mean that you get that. So I would tell them to focus on doing your job, and when you get in there, be the most aggressive player you can be. And yeah, but it all comes down to working as a unit. It really does. It, with offensive line, if you have one weak spot, they find it.
Now, Steven sent in a comment, and I think this is per my previous interview with Joe Huttmacher, Nash's dad. I'm sorry, Steven. Steven says, we need defensive ends to get to the quarterback with a hard middle push. And again, that's going back to the more defensive line conversation I had with Joe Huttmacher. And that's a great point, Steven. If anyone else has a question, thought, concern, or otherwise, send it to 402-464-5685. Now, Zach, I'm curious, have you been inside the new gargantuan Husker weight room? And I'm curious, and I think I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it because it's a fun question to ask. How big of a role did Husker power play in your guys' success as an offensive line when you played?
Before I answer, I'm going to say yes. Inside push with a fast guy off the outside is how you get sacks and make quarterbacks get rid of the ball. That's a great point. And as you know that as well as anyone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
As far as the Husker power, it was a running joke with our group, and I'm sure you're old enough, Adam, to have heard it. Like, we used to get run out of the weight room by Boyd Epley, and at the time we had one of the largest weight rooms. Time goes by. It'll be 30 years ago. We prided ourselves. We just outworked everyone we played against, and, we went in and as a unit would stay in. He'd be turning the lights out on us. I think if it wasn't all five of us, at least four of the five of us were on the platform for all the testing and, lifting and running drills and the grading they did with that, which is kind of the pinnacle of being, as far as the workout regime from Nebraska is being on the platform. It was definitely, I never even lifted weights before I came to college. And so it was a huge advantage. We all came in when we were like 250 pounds and we all grew into the linemen. We are all 310, 315, whatever. These guys are so big coming in now, but if you're not working out correctly, being big doesn't do anything for you. You have to be fast and strong and big and flexible and all the things. It's not just being big. So I would say, to have that facility from both a performance enhancing of the existing players and recruiting nationally should be a big boost for the program.
All right, man, we're going to go back to your playing days at this point, even a little bit more. And I got a couple of questions pertaining to that Orange Bowl, specifically 1995 Orange Bowl. There's the infamous picture, the famous picture of you guys in the fourth quarter. You're huddled up. It's a timeout. You're staring at the Miami D-line. They're on their knees. They're clearly exhausted. They're wiped out. So my question is, while you guys are in the huddle and you're staring at them, and you can see that they're done. They were running around all over the field, talking the smack for three quarters, then all of a sudden they were done. You could just tell. What was running through your guys' heads at that moment while you stared at them during that timeout?
Oh, that we were, we had turned the ball over going into the end zone and no one even flinched. I mean, what was going through my head was that all of our hard work had paid off, that we were going to win the football game. It's funny you always talk about that picture because the other four guys on the line with me are always laughing. I'm always the one walking, talking smack to the guys on the defensive line versus being in the huddle. And you can tell in that picture I'm pacing up and down the line telling them how tired they look. But if you look at the week before that, with all the articles that came out, they all talk smack, and I say, how about we just see how the game goes?
Mm-hmm.
I would say I think that is the epitome of what the workout programs, playing as a unit, having confidence as a unit, being aggressive, listening to your coaches, at the end of the day, talk's cheap. By the end of that game, we're playing them, and everyone forgets, we play them on their home football field.
I remember.
When we played the Orange Bowl, it was played on Miami's home field. It's no longer played there. So all the years we traveled, I would love to, we always said, hey, come play us January 1st in Lincoln and see how you guys do.
Yep.
They wouldn't even been able to get off the bus. But it's interesting to see, this many years later, it's still what wins football games, just playing as a unit, positive attitude, hard work. Those are all things you can't replace.
All right, man. So some folks may remember this, but Brendan Stye actually switched guard spots so that he could go head-to-head with Warren Sapp of Miami. And, oh, man, it was maybe a year ago, maybe longer than that, Rob Zadica was talking on his podcast, Doc Talk Sports, about how the first couple practices, the new guard that was next to him, they actually, their steps, they weren't quite used to being next to each other, and they kind of stepped on each other until they got used to each other. What was that process for you like as the other offensive tackle? Because you were working with a new guard as well. Was there a learning process to that, or did you guys kind of just blend in pretty quickly getting ready for that Orange Bowl?
I would say Coach Tenneper has been quoted saying this many, many times. It was a big mistake to move them around. I think Wilkes would have done fine. We probably would have been more in sync just because we practiced together for the bowl game enough, and we all knew the plays. It's just, you know, your numbering and your calls are different than you're used to when you start switching people around. I would say that it would have probably been better to leave everyone where they were. Obviously, Warren was a good football player, but, Sty and I were used to playing each other. We played with each other in the pros for a couple of years as well, and we were always in sync playing next to one another. So what you may have is a tough matchup on one side makes for one side that's, you know, more dominant just from being used to working with one another. So, yeah, I would say that given that situation, again, that wouldn't have happened, but at the end of the day, it worked out fine. And, Sty did a good job. And at the end of the day, we used Sapp's own speed getting off the ball against him to score a couple touchdowns, which was the plan.
Yep, those two fullback trap plays for touchdowns. That was Tom Osborne gets all sorts of credit, and rightfully so, but I've always thought that one particular adjustment that he made to use Warren Sapp's explosiveness against him, which led to two fullback touchdowns in the game, I don't think that's been talked about enough. Somehow, some way, it hasn't been talked about enough, in my opinion. Last two questions I got for you, kind of fun questions. All right, 1994, Penn State's undefeated, Nebraska's undefeated. Obviously, you guys are the national champs. Okay, you guys play head-to-head on the field. How does that game go?
We kill them, and they know it. I played with Cal Brady down at Jacksonville, and we talked to crap all the time. We almost got in a big brawl at one of the All-American deals late at night. They're talking smack with Kajana Carter and all those guys. But, no, I mean, there's a reason why we were unanimous number one by all the coaches and everybody. And the reason we won it the next year, and the reason that we got screwed out of a championship the year before that, because that was one of the most dominant teams in college football. So I would add to those two plays, but Osborne and the timing of running them, I guarantee you in the fourth quarter, the end of the game, nobody wants to run in front of Corey Schlesinger running full speed downhill.
That's true. There's a lot of truth to that. He used to come back and work out with us in the summers when I was playing. I mean, he stepped foot on the field, and he was not one of the fastest fullbacks. He was one of the fastest running backs as we were doing our drills with each other, and he would hop on in. So I was always insanely impressed by that. Okay, and then last question I got for you, and this comes from good old Doc again. He's mentioned, and I've asked him when he's joined me on the shows, but he's mentioned on his show as well, if 94 Nebraska could somehow play 95 Nebraska, he has said that 95 Nebraska are the 94 Nebraska starters. He's their backups, the 95 guys. So he thinks 94 would win. So I got to ask you, who would win? The 94 Huskers in this hypothetical, fictitious, very fun matchup, or the 95 Huskers?
Well, 94 would completely dominate them. Everyone forgot about all the injuries and stuff we had and still won a championship. Yep. And then BD came in the national championship that had 9 first-round draft picks on their defense. Yep. And I would just say that because we spent the whole reason 95 won is because we beat them up for enough years to tough them up. So
I like it.
That's
awesome.
You take the 94 team and the 95 team, and you take all the – I mean, between those two teams, on the 94 team, there was probably 22 draft picks because we had 11 or 12 off of my team. Well, now you have all of them on one team playing the other team, right? So you remove all the 94 guys, but you still have all the 95 guys as juniors that played. I don't know how you beat that team.
I love that answer. That's an awesome, fun answer, but I love it. And it's consistent. I've asked other guys that senior year was 94 as well. It's a consistent across the board. 94 would win. That's the consensus, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Zach, I appreciate you taking the time.
Everyone that walked on the field with the 95 team was scared after watching our film from 94, let's just say that.
I love it. Hey, man, I appreciate you taking the time to join me. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.